Hey, Alante here, back with another episode of Black and in Grad School. Thank you so much for taking time to listen. Let's get to it. So today I'm going to talk about kind of how this week went and kind of covering like dating in grad school and how it's been for me so far. So it's actually week 12. Well, I just completed week 12. I took a bit of a break from recording because I don't know, it got really depressing because all I did was study and work and study and work, and so I felt like I didn't really have a lot to contribute to this, and I wasn't sure if it was what I wanted to do. But I just spent the last week uploading all of my podcasts, and so I'm kind of like, all right, I really want to do this. And I think that I have something I can share with you guys. And so it really got me re-energized to record. So this past week, what's happened since then? I actually got through midterms, completely scathed, completely torn up. It did not go the way I wanted it to. But it definitely kind of made me, it put some fire under my ass, right? Like, okay, ain't no way I'm not about to pass these classes, so I'm about to study, which is why I kind of wasn't recording as much as well and thinking this is all I need to do is study. But in the same breath, I kind of changed my strategy a bit with studying in school. I found that like if all I do is study, I kind of don't feel the need to like rush. And so if it takes me all day to do something, it takes me all day because all I'm going to do tomorrow is do more work. So what's the rush? And I found that if I had some plans, not every day, but sometimes, or like, I need to make sure I get all this done before the weekend so I can do this, this, and that, I was a lot more effective, a lot more focused, because I realized I wouldn't be able to either go to that thing, or I would be stressed while I was there, or I, just didn't have as much time to put away to study in. So that actually has helped me quite a bit with my comprehension. So that's definitely been a plus. I think things are going better. I got my qualifying exam committee complete. I think last time I kind of even talked about that. I had just been told no by a professor that they would not be on my committee. And yeah, it was cool. So homework, as always, lots of reading, hasn't stopped. Research, I'm actually writing already, which feels good. I presented my work for the first time last week, which was really interesting. It didn't go bad. I think it went really good. It was just kind of like crazy that I'm already to the point where I have enough information to fill up 30, 40 slides of information. Like, it doesn't feel like I've accomplished that much. And a lot of it was background, so let me not give myself too big of a pat on the back. But it still was cool to be like, wow, I was able to produce something within, 10 weeks of being in graduate school and getting my PhD. So that was cool. Today's song or lesson from the trap is from Detroit's very own Big Sean, and it's an old song, Bounce Back. Last night took a L, but you're not a bounce back, boy. I've been broke as hell, cash the check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back. If you're a real one, then you know how to bounce back. Bounce back. Look, I woke up in beast mode with my girl that's beauty in the beast. And so, sometimes you just, this is just, I think, very accurate for this particular podcast, because I took an L or two with midterms. I've been taking some L's in dating, and it's okay because I'm gonna bounce back. I've already bounced back from school, dating. We'll see how that goes, but I am. It's like whatever. Like last time I took an L, but tonight I bounced back. Like, the rest doesn't really matter. Just focus on that. I woke up in beast mode. What? Lately, I've been trying to, I've been focused. Like, I'm trying to get this schoolwork. I'm trying to get, this project up off the ground. And it takes focus and it takes energy. And so that means I have to go hard and I want to accomplish these things if I want to accomplish them all at the same time, which is a challenge. That means I have to stay focused and I can't just be sheepish about it. I got to be a beast. And so, you know, I feel like that was a really amazing lesson. And yeah, it's a great song. I mean, it's a good song to go to the gym. It's a nice little song if you ever want to, like, just say a lot of cuss words and, you know, hype yourself up. Like, that's a good song. So that's the lesson from the trap today. Now, on to dating. Yeah, so when 2017 first started, I had completed submitting my applications because Carnegie Mellon was the final application that was due on January 1st or December 31st, one of the two, I can't remember. But I had already, you know, knew I was going, probably likely, more than likely going back to grad school. And for some reason, I thought it would be perfect for me to decide that this year is year of the bay. You know, I have kind of been dating on and off. I've been in serious relationships before, but pretty much from like 2013 until now, I was just kind of doing my own thing, you know, dating here and there. I've never been like super boy crazy, so it wasn't like I have been like really pressed to be in a relationship. It's just more like I'm young and I'm trying to do this and that, and I was still moving around a lot, and I didn't think that I'd be moving again, I guess, in 2017. So I'm like, I never really like made dating a priority. And I know that sounds really weird to say, but it's kind of like if it required any effort beyond like what was left of my time or of my effort after I'd done everything I wanted to do, then it wasn't really going to get my attention, like dating or the person I was dating. Like, it was like, well, I mean, when I'm three, we can hang out, or when I'm done doing everything else I'm going to do, we can hang out. And as you would imagine, that didn't go very well. And that's not really how relationships work. And so I decided this year I was going to actually put some effort into dating and trying to, you know, if I was to meet somebody, like, really give them, I don't want to say my all, but, like, give it a valiant effort. And so the year started that way. It did. And I was dating this guy, and it was cool, but then we just didn't mesh, and that's okay, right? So I was like, all right, I'm thinking this year to bae, that was going to be bae. He's not. That's fine. All right, moving on. But I was also kind of getting out of, like, another situation with this guy for like a year and a half, and so we had a lot going on too, and I was trying to get out of that, well, in that, like, definitively in that, like, we're really done, and like there's no us getting back. We were never together, but whatever that was, there was no coming back to the situation that we were in for like a year and a half. So then that was done. Other guy didn't work, and I like, you know, meet other people, and I would think they were great. Like, almost every guy I've met this year has been amazing, like, in their own right. Never, like, you know, be it in their career or their personality, their style, like, their passion, like, I really met some amazing men. That just reminded me, like, how dope Black men are. And, like, sometimes, you know, it's so much easier to say, like, you know, Black men ain't shit and they don't take care of this, they don't take care of that, they don't do this, they don't do that. But that really wasn't my situation. Like, I feel like most of them, like, I would say, like, a smooth 90% of them I meet are really good. But I'm still single AF. So it's been really interesting. Now, one, I've moved. I'm in a new city. And then two, I'm in a PhD program and I'm in engineering. And I'm an AKA, and there are a lot of things that could be said about that combination of Black woman, that and assumptions that people make. And I like to think that I'm not whatever the assumptions are. Like, I'm really chill. You know, I certainly don't think I'm all that. Like, honestly, my running joke and the way I deflect really is, you know, like, I just don't want to have a real job right now. And, like, school is the only other acceptable option, which isn't totally true, but I find it to be funnier and a little bit lighter than, yeah, what I'm working on is really complicated or sophisticated, you know, not even complicated, but sophisticated. And, you know, with that, you can make whatever assumptions or thoughts you want about my brain power. But I don't know. I've never liked being put into any category, like, besides Alante. And so now that I'm, one, in a new, like I said, in a new city, and also still single, and so, you know, open to dating, it's kind of like, I don't want anyone to make assumptions about the type of woman I am before they get to know me, which gets really weird, because a lot of the first questions are, what do you do? You know, what brought you here? And when I say, oh, I'm, what I usually say is, I'm in grad school. I don't even say where, I don't say what. And obviously, that's such a generic question. Like, oh, what are you studying? Oh, you're in a master's program. It's like, no, I'm in engineering in the joint PhD program at Carnegie Mellon. And it's, you know, and I'm working on, you know, this topic, autonomous vehicles. And I don't know. It's just like, oh, so you smart. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It just makes me uncomfortable and I don't like it. And I think some men, you know, it's always like the thoughts of like men being concerned about you being smarter than them or you making more money than them. And I just feel like if I'm getting discounted just because of like the possibility of those two things happening, like, okay, if I have a PhD, people will assume that I'm smarter than whoever I'm with if they don't have a PhD as well, which isn't always true. And dumb people get educated every day. You know, I like to think I'm not one of them, but the truth, that's the truth. And there are a lot of brilliant people who never got the opportunity to be educated. So, or decided not to be because they wanted to be an entrepreneur. You know, there's a lot of different routes to having knowledge and getting wisdom and having smarts. Like, you can read and figure it out for yourself. That's really all we're doing in school, is getting guided on what we've read or what we're doing. You know, it's just like guidance. So anyways, that's another conversation. I don't want to be, the point is, I don't want to be judged before people get to know me. And I'm very fearful of that. And so I don't really like talking about the fact that I'm in grad school. And also, like, I mean, a lot of people, I feel like people like to date other people in grad school. And I did that too when I was in my master's. And that was cool or whatever. Like, there's no beef there. But I don't know. It's kind of like, if all I do is schoolwork, the last thing I want to do is talk to somebody else about their schoolwork. Like, sometimes grad students can be, like, so consumed with their work that that's, like, the main conversation. And while there's nothing wrong with that, because it's really not even intentional, I just like a break. Like, that is so important to me, just to breathe fresh air that isn't about school. And so I kind of don't want another student in my romantic life talking to me about their class. It just isn't something I want to do. And now I'm in Pittsburgh, and that makes it a little bit more difficult because I don't know anybody. So it's just been a, it's been an interesting situation. I'll say that. And, you know, sometimes men don't want to date long distance, which is okay. It's totally understandable. And honestly, where I'm at right now, I don't know if I'm even really good for a long distance relationship. I don't even know if I'm good for a relationship. So that's the funniest thing. Like, I've kind of come to the year is winding down, year of the bay, and here I am, bayless. And so I'm like, I think it's time to transition to year about Alante, because it's already hard enough. Smaller things going on the side. And then I still want to add like a whole human to like spend time with and do things with and schedule with. I don't know. And I'm not going to do it just so I can say I have somebody. I think that is a mistake. And because of that, my tolerance level can be kind of low for the bullshit. Which is a whole nother thing. Because then I'm like, I'm not even about to deal with you. Like, I don't even have time for you for real. And you trying to pull this bullshit on me. And so I'm just done. And that's happened a couple of times since I've been here. So I don't have any advice, but I do also have to come to terms with the fact that like, if I'm going to do this, I feel like I really need to be supported. And because I'm in grad school. And so what does that look like in a relationship with someone? And I'm a little bit older. I'm 28, so I'm not old by any means. You know, definitely having companionship. I think I'm getting closer to an age where that sounds like a good idea. I'll say that I'm probably there, but like companionship, not like a friend with benefits. Like, that's kind of dead for me. So, IDK, still exploring this part of my life. My love life has been interesting, especially in connection to graduate school. So we'll see how it goes. But that's really all I got for this week. I'm about to eat dinner. I think I'm going to post this recipe because I've made this freaking dish like 3 times. It's from Skinny Taste. Skinny Taste is bae. Like, I freaking love this woman. She makes the best food. But I added some stuff to it because I needed a little bit more protein. It is a sweet potato black bean chili, bruh, it's so delicious. So yeah, thanks for listening and have a great week. Yo, thanks so much for taking time out of your life to listen to my podcast. If you're thinking about going to graduate school, you probably know application season is upon us. If you're feeling a little stress, a little anxiety, or even worse, procrastination, use my free e-course to get rid of all of that. You can find it on my website, strengthsnotstrikes.com. The music is Friday and Gotta Get Up from the Passion Hi-Fi on SoundCloud. All right, y'all, go be great.